Well, we are seeing a return to some confidence around Australia. We haven't seen increased auction numbers just yet, but they are on the way, we understand. But the conversion rates to sales are certainly showing some promising signs. Many buyers, of course, will try to see if they can secure a purchase on a property prior to auction. I'm talking now to Rich Harvey. Rich is a buyer's agent. He is the CEO of propertybuyer.com.au. Rich, thank you very much for your time.
Great to be with you as always, Kevin.
Rich, when you're negotiating or looking to buy a property on behalf of a buyer, do you try and encourage them to do a pre-auction offer? Is it worthwhile?
Yeah, great question. Sometimes yes, and quite often no. It depends on the state of the market. As you mentioned in your introduction, since the coalition's got back into power, there's been a renewed confidence in the market, and that's going to put an underpinning under auction clearance rates. So in terms of making a pre-auction offer, there's a danger in making a pre-auction offer, in that what you can actually do is set an unrealistic floor for the vendor's mind on auction day. Sometimes you're actually better off just to wait till auction day and let it all play out, because when you're at auction, you can eyeball your competition. You can see how much money they've got, sort of what their body language is, and you might be able to actually get it for a fair price on auction day, as opposed to making a pre-auction offer where it's all done behind closed doors and you don't get to see as transparently what's actually going on. I think for a lot of buyers, they think, oh, you definitely go pre-auction. Look, we will try to buy pre-auction, but the level at which you pitch your offer is going to be different to that on auction day.
It's a bit of a gamble, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a bit of a gamble. You don't know. Sometimes people turn up at the last minute at auction. I've seen, you know, a bit at an auction and someone jumps out of a car, quickly registers, and they end up being the successful bidder and quite an emotional buyer. And they just, you know, blow everyone out of the water. Whereas had you made a pre-auction offer, you know what, you might have got it at a fair price on the day.
Rich, thanks again for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks, Kevin.
Well, if you're off to an auction this weekend, hope that helps you. Maybe with your bidding strategy. Also, if you're thinking about selling your property, you might want to consider staging it. And who knows, you might even find yourself a widow block. I found that quite fascinating, actually. I didn't know. I knew of widow blocks, of course, but I did not know that they were fairly unique to the Brisbane market. That's all for today. That's all for this week. Thank you very much. I'm Kevin Turner. I look forward to catching up with you again next weekend at the same time.